If it said, bye, dude, if it said smash, I was gonna freak out.
I feel like this looks like a face that should be on Big Mouth. Jesus.
I don't understand.
It's nothing to
say.
And
he
already
asked all the questions.
Yeah,
maybe
every
time
Alex
made
something,
we
have to run it by
him. That's because it was Alex. Like, it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Ah, that's like the only thing, like, just stand it. Like, I'll make sure he does it, because, like, I don't want, like, waffle to get in trouble, but, like, God.
Why are you really leaving?
Is he working this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's gonna snap.
He's gonna be miserable by like Monday.
Maybe he stops staying up till 3 playing 2K.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? We all have our own problems, alright?
Did you say we all have our own problems?
Yeah. I was up last night playing a snowboarding game, and I suck at snowboarding.
Yeah, but you only have to be here.
Well, right, yeah.
This is all we have
that
to do
is
sit
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, I'm fading this out.
Yes.
Alright.
That's not nice.
And welcome back to another episode of Friday's Meeting.
Yay.
What
how
up?
Are you? We're all slow today.
What up?
It's been a rough morning, I'm not gonna lie. But you know, we're here.
Oh, I got up at
okay.
Well, now I have time on my hands now, but
ooh.
Because of a scheduling conflict of something, but
what?
It's a good story.
Well, we were gonna do
that
a woman's
ten.
Basketball
oh,
podcast
that
won. But we're not doing it one now. So I got up
at
9 to watch Grey's Anatomy from last night.
Oh, how was
oh
it?
Oh, my God.
How was
you
it?
See, I actually thought it was pretty anticlimactic, honestly, until the last 30 seconds. And then it ended on a cliffhanger.
How many different
like,
injuries can they put? It's been like
There weren't many injuries. I mean, it was a cliffhanger. It was a season finale, winter finale. What, winter premiere, fall finale. So, like, you were, like, pre-existing injuries. No new injuries on this episode. Well, no new injuries until the very last 30 seconds, and then everything took, you know, a wild ride.
There's going to be another plane crash.
Probably, yeah. But,
do you think they'll hit that
1,000
episode mark? How many episodes do you think there's been?
What? How many episodes?
This is your show, and you're not even paying attention.
This is season 14.
How many episodes?
So far, we were on 9 this semester.
Really?
9 this semester. Well, 9 this season. I don't know why I said semester.
I know, but do you think they'll hit the 1,000 episode mark eventually? Like, I wonder how many they have.
That just came out.
They already passed it?
Oh,
my God.
Hold on, I'm Googling it.
Justin's angry. Justin's mad.
It's not even that good of a show.
It's stupid. It'll be okay.
They've had...
So Craig's email for one of his emails is all of a sudden.
What? That's
kind
okay, okay,
of
okay.
I have breaking. Right. I have breaking news. They've all right, only
breaking
had
news,
301
news.
Episodes.
Oh,
so,
wow,
so
you got a ways
oh,
to
yeah.
go. You got a ways
that's
to go.
That's not
going to
happen.
Thousand.
They're going to end on 15, probably.
They should. Should have ended it a long time ago.
I bet you Dr. Gray dies the last season.
Well, there's a couple Grays, so.
Okay, whatever.
Actually, one Gray's already died.
All right, Ian, so you had some
two
topics.
Two Grays have already died because the mom died and then the stepsister died.
Okay.
In the plane crash.
Oh, my God.
Lopper. Lopper, hi. Hey, excuse me, Lopper. I don't know.
Okay, so...
Do you work here?
Excuse me.
Here's the
here?
Topic.
I don't think you got some of you. Come to RMU. It's pretty neat.
I really hope they can hear us.
I hope they can. All right, so your first topic.
All right, so let's do what happened on Monday when I went because they were bringing me, supposedly we're going to bring it back. To RMU until this white stuff started falling again. But we went car shopping for my dad's new car. It's his car. Guess how many, Jim knows how many total miles are on it. But guess how many miles.
What is he doing?
He starts disrupting my show.
There we go, now he's gone.
So guess, Jim knows the answer, so Jim, don't give it away, but you too. Guess how many miles are on my dad's car? Now, I'll give you a
100,000 and four.
325,000.
Oh, that's amazing, but that's you're
awesome.
Wrong.
Oh. That's awesome.
But that's like a lot of miles. Can he hear me? I'm convinced he can hear me.
Can you hear us? Oh. That means they can hear us.
That's
okay.
A lot of that's an amazing amount of miles. If you can get a car that lasts 325,000 miles.
Mine almost hit 300,000.
Wow. What kind of
car I have no idea. It
was like a 98.
Oh man, that's a.
But mine is.
Go do your job.
220,000. And the tires are.
This is a great story.
Bald. I mean, like
oh, my
tire, we can't go on anything.
Wait,
like, we can't drive 220,000.
That's not.
But the transmission is perfectly fine. Everything else is great. And
then why do you get a new car if everything's fine?
Oh, because because it's gonna die at any moment.
Why are you just throwing your cars away?
Yeah, geez. 200,000 miles, that's young.
That's so wasteful.
He got it
so
while
wasteful.
I was in the fourth grade.
You know,
I'm in my 14th year now.
When I had my old car that almost hit 300,000 miles, I went to get my oil changed and I said, if you hit 300,000 miles, you get your picture on the wall and you get a free oil change.
That's
good.
Wow. Thank you.
Did you didn't make it, though?
No, I got
you. Oh, that's right.
Because you went to the mall for Chinese food. I don't know why you went to the mall for the food court for Chinese food.
Hey, food court Chinese food's pretty good.
But we have Kiyoshi.
Yeah, but it's cheaper.
True,
yeah, exactly.
And you get free samples when you walk by.
And you get free samples every time you walk
by. I never
by,
take those
they
free
will
samples.
Make sure you take chicken.
Because you know how long that's been out on those little cuppy things.
I don't care.
It's free.
Fine. Be on
me
the
and Love might
day.
Have eaten raw bacon yesterday, but I think we're okay.
From where?
I did that last.
I ate lunch and I was still hungry, and I was like, I think I want grilled cheese. And naturally, every time I want to make grilled cheese, he's like, ooh, will you make me one? And I go, and then we almost went to KFC. And then I thought, maybe I might just want a nap. So he went and took a shower while I figured out what the heck I wanted to do. I decided I'm going to make grilled cheese. And normally if you're making grilled cheese with bacon, you just throw it all in and it'll cook at once. But because, like, turkey bacon has, like, less fat, it takes longer to cook. So, like, if I had kept it until the bacon was cooked, everything else would have been burnt. I didn't realize this as I was starting this process naturally. But I think it was pre-cooked because, like, it was still okay.
You see,
and we're still here.
I'm convinced. I'm convinced that Gordon Ramsay burned bacon in his career. So we're good. You're good.
I'm sure he's definitely burned bacon at least once.
Oh, he's definitely burned something to burn.
Actually, wait. Did you watch the James? What's the guy who sings in the cars?
James Corden.
Sorry, but he had Gordon Ramsay on, and he caught the he almost caught the studio on fire. Because he put a towel over the hot plate that they were cooking on.
Oh, my God.
And the towel caught fire. And Gordon's like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. There's just smoke. And he's like, you're going to burn down the studio. I mean, it was great. So he probably has prime stuff. But what is going on? What is that? What are we listening to?
Huh? Does this rip my pants?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Because
I ripped my pants. Okay, so all back right. to my... Okay, so
yeah.
If you're a fan of... Day Chevrolet and Day Ford. Don't listen to this because I'm about to go on a rant
here. Yeah, I'm
going to
do a close-up.
So first we went to Day Chevrolet because we went in a...
I'm just going to close this.
Because
no, I'm
going to
get close-up.
Because we went in a row down 286, Route 22. Jim's probably the only one familiar with that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
So we're in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. Still, you have no clue. But so we started Day Chevrolet and looking at the Equinox. Test drove the Equinox, gave him $600, and then magically gave him $1,000 for the used car. Well, my dad came up with a price that he wants to pay monthly. Well, they didn't reach it at first, and they were like, no way. So then they came back with another price, and it's like, no. Like, this isn't what we're looking for. We're leaving. And my mom says, if you can get our price right now, we'll buy the car right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was just like, well, sorry. And we left. So we went down the road to Day Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at
question.
The Escape.
Why would you go to the same dealership that just ripped you off from the first time?
Because they're different.
But they're the same company.
but they're different.
Though. It's still different people, though. So different one salesmen, one might be a little
everybody.
More cushy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and so they should really took our number, phone numbers and everything. And for some reason, my dad's still in the mindset of the home phone.
What?
He keeps putting the home phone down for everything.
Oh.
So we had to keep calling into our answering machine and see if they called while we were affording that. But we know the CFO of the day corporation. We have a common, you know, friend between us. So we know them. So we went to Dave Ford, looked at everything. Price came back too expensive. Mm-hmm. And they gave us $1,300 for the used car. So then the guy went back, and he was with the manager for a couple of numbers. So he goes, well, it took a little bit, but it's for the better. We put a call into the CFO. And it was an insult because a $31,000 car, they took it down to $28,000. Ooh, $3,000.
I wish I had $3,000.
Like, ooh.
Same.
And my mom was like, well, no. So then they came up with another, then the manager then came over. And what I lost respect for him is, I get it. I think a lot of people throw, hey, we know the CFO. We know people that try to get a deal. And he was like testing our knowledge of their family, kind of.
What?
You know, throwing his CFO's wife's name out there and see if we like knew it. Like, we know their family. Like,
yeah.
We're not lying.
Yeah.
So then my mom goes, well, again, you didn't reach our price. We want to go to the third dealership and we have in mind. And if it doesn't work there, we'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't give us this price right now, we are leaving. And you would think that they would.
Yeah.
Oh, and then all of a sudden, before that, the manager goes, well, I think I have a car. But it still wasn't the right price. So then mom was like, well, if you can't give us this price right now, we are leaving.
Right.
And that's what they don't want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They give another dealership a chance to win us over, to win a customer over. So we went to Monroeville Nissan, further down the road, literally a line down 22. So we went there, and I'll be honest with you, the salesman was like the one, he was more seasoned than the other ones that didn't really know. Like, you asked him the other two a question, and they're like, well, I think it has this. I think it should do this. It should have this feature, whatever we were asking. And it's like, no, that shouldn't be. It should be yes.
Mm-hmm.
It should be no.
Yeah.
And that's what the salesman did.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Nissan, looked at the Rogue, just the basic. Well, we test drove the 18, and that just, I mean, really, you get a bigger screen, you get some, you know, sensors on the sides. That's about it in the 18. There's not many changes.
Was that the standard 18?
To the 18. No, we got the standard 17, but it was a little, but it really doesn't, 17 has a little smaller touchscreen and everything, the dash, touchscreen. So, Nissan's big thing is, this is the price, no haggling, this is what we're going to give, this is what we want, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they came to $28 away from our price, which was...
Oh, wow.
That's actually pretty
a
good.
Miracle
yeah.
compared to what
yeah.
for day one, you know, $75 away a month, everything. So,
that's good.
We got it. And then on our way home, we were finding, you know, the bad roads and plumbing everything. The GM of Ford called,
mm-hmm.
and the car salesman himself from Ford called. And all of a sudden, they have all these cars they could.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We can even get the Edge, which is a step up. No way.
Oh,
they go, you
man.
Can even have you
the
can,
Edge.
You can even have the Ford Taurus that was in the showroom.
Taurus is a nice Taurus.
My mom's like, dude, no, we can't. That's a $41,000 car at the end of the day. Oh, like, we can't. And my mom didn't explain. And then my mom, like, didn't tell him we bought a new, what, like, we have a deal with Nissan. And so, you know, we'll be in full, you know, talk with them. I'm like, why would, like, I don't, just tell them they lost. But, because we think they got a hold of the CFO, and he was like, well, you let them walk, now I gotta play damage control.
Yeah.
Because they literally, when they literally tell you, you meet our price, you have our purchase.
Right, yeah.
You try to get as close to that price as possible. Mm-hmm. And they don't think nowadays, they don't think people will walk. But with Beth Kiss and Steven Kiss, they're going to walk. Yeah. They don't think you're going to walk. They seriously don't think you're going to walk. And that's what we did. A Nissan guy, you know, I think he was, at the end of that, later on, I was like, Dad, do you think he faked his laugh sometimes? Like, he kind of like overreacted on his laughs. Because the salesman had to make a sale. So, like, if he has to overreact at someone's jokes,
why would I say something.
Who was making the jokes?
Well, I made, like, a funny comment, but, like, I didn't really think it was, like, that funny. He was like, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, that's so fake. But
maybe he had laughing gas. You don't know.
Oh, but it was good. He made the deal. My dad doesn't have the car yet, which he's a little sad about because he was supposed to have it yesterday, but no one went and got it from – they didn't have the color he wanted. They had to go to a different lot to get it, and no one went and got it yet.
What color tomorrow. Is it?
It's black. Mm-hmm. He was tired of silver. I don't blame him.
I like black cars. I like black cars.
So, hopefully I get to see it this weekend. But, like, Chevy didn't even call back.
Yeah, no.
The guy didn't even want to make a sale.
Like, that's where, I mean, I do like Chevy, and when I test drove the Chevy, like, my parents actually talked me out of the car. They're like, it's not really comfortable in the back seat. I'm like, well, I'm not in the back seat. I don't care. Well, you know, and, like, they were like, there's not a lot of room back
there. Yeah, there's not room back, but, we're never in the back seat, really. So I'm home, right. And we go somewhere.
Right, like.
The Nissan Rogue, my dad fit and thought it was the most comfortable. I thought the back was the most comfortable.
Was it leather?
Escape was small. No, he got cloth. He doesn't want leather.
Oh.
The Escape. Well, that's an extra couple $1,000.
Well, that's true.
And the Escape was the worst room wise. Mm-hmm. The Equinox was second. It was pretty similar to the road. But, I mean, well, the other thing is, my dad really, he buys American made a lot, and Nissan's Japanese. So. But then my dad looks, he goes, well, Ian, I was looking at the engine, you know, like the specific, all the details about in the Escape. He goes, the engine's Polish. It's from Poland. So, like, American-made cars aren't even 100% right, American anymore. Right. And yeah. Nissan, you know, they make it in America probably somewhere. But, like, you know what I mean? So, like, he was like, that doesn't even bother me. And, like, a lot of people are going to the Nissan. I mean, a lot of people like the Nissans and...
Yeah. My mom has a Nissan. She really likes it.
When I wrecked my car, I had a Nissan Altima, and I was like, "Ooh, this is nice."
They're the only logos. I know. Yeah, spells their name out on their logo too. It's like Ford and Chevy, just a symbol. Well, Ford.
Chevy
just has a symbol. Kia.
Kia does.
Yeah. So more, yeah.
So you're wrong.
But Nissan's like Nissan's bigger. But Nissan's the biggest out of all of them.
Alright, so I think we should take a music break,
mm-hmm.
And then we come back and have a game we have to play.
Okey-dokey.
Yeah. Don't say that.
Okie dokie.
The song's for Ian.
Come on again.
Let me go get some napkins.
Oh my god. Don't want to take this.
It's gonna smell like a barista. I want to put this on Snapchat, but I'm not. I just want to send it to Sam. Damn it, Morgan. Listen in full on equipment. Where'd you get that at?
I don't know, it was in the classroom. I was like, there you go. Oh, it's already done. Oh, my mom's like, hey, your picture's on, like, Century Media. I'm like, or on RMU website. I'm like, really?
Why is your picture on
the
Century
Media? I don't know. I'm kind of scared.
Oh, it's on the radio page.
Is it?
It's a picture of you, me, and Ian.
Oh, okay. I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh, I can't make a picture.
Well, the radio page is on the Sunshine page.
Oh.
This is the second time this week.
That's rough.
I think I was trying to tell you.
I just should not drink coffee. I don't know how it, like, fell down.
Oh,
and
wait,
then
I started doing self-reflection and stuff. We watched a depressing movie last night.
Did you ever watch Ida?
Watch what?
Ida or Ida?
Aida?
No.
Oh, I was in Aida.
The Polish film.
My sister was
in
Aida. We did Aida in middle school. That was a ride. Aida's weird. That's why, like, a pale blonde girl is, like, playing Aida. I was like, this is inappropriate.
Yeah.
This is inappropriate.
I should just stop drinking coffee.
I think it's a sign, honestly.
Oh. I am on here.
I forgot this was still going.
Oh, that's awkward.
I just spilled coffee, everyone.
Bless you, buddy.
Thank you.
Everything's okay. Just got a little stain.
Okay, why didn't we get the Josh Groban version?
Because these kids are cool.
You raise me.
I mean, Josh Groban's sick too, but.
I was like, wait.
Josh Groban has a voice of an angel.
Wait,
but,
did you guys hear the new Ed Sheeran song with Andre Bocelli? It's
no,
fantastic.
No.
Perfect.
Perfect?
He does one with Beyonce too, but I don't like the Beyonce one. You know,
really
it's
like
not an Italian.
I love Beyonce, but
my mom goes. My
dude,
mom
Rihanna,
goes,
I've been hitting her hard this week. That
okay.
Sounds really bad.
Yeah, that sounded really
I meant
bad.
Like I've been listening to her a lot. what is that?
I don't know.
I don't know what she was cheering for.
I don't either.
My mom goes, yeah, they did it in one. They did it. They did it in one time. It was perfect. And I was like,
what?
The Beyonce thing. They did it like once. Mom goes, it was perfect.
Well, that's because he'd
I
already
like,
done with Andre Bocelli.
Perfect.
Get it.
Right. The song?
Oh.
Because it was perfect. The first
yeah,
time.
I get it. Yeah, no.
That's
I
a wedding
like
song,
be,
but it's very
see.
Cheesy as a wedding song, though, too.
What?
Like, it's a great wedding song.
What?
Perfect, but it's, like, very cliche of
it's
a wedding
so
song.
Cool.
I'd rather get thinking out loud because they literally
couldn't
come up with a wedding song.
That's so funny.
I
would
have,
what
like,
would my wedding song be?
And shout.
Mine would be, mine
be
S&M
like
by Rihanna.
Something so ridiculous. It's not even, like, a wedding song.
Instead of, like, doing a slow dance, you're, like break dancing and, like...
Mine's gonna be Cockeyed Joe.
No, mine's gonna be Congratulations by Post Malone. Congratulations.
Dude, Post Malone, though, like, I've been listening to him a lot, too.
I like
it's,
playing
it's
another
been
song.
Nuts. It's been Rihanna and Post
Wait,
Malone.
Wait, what's this Ed Sheeran song?
Perfect.
Is it, like, with somebody?
Yeah, there's with Andre Bocelli or there's with Beyonce. Do whichever one.
Actually,
you're
gonna play Beyonce, just play the regular one.
Because
that
I'm
one's not that
the
great.
Yeah, it's not.
The Beyonce one?
Yeah.
I don't like it because it's like, I mean, the girl part she fit in some of the girl
It just
parts,
doesn't
like,
seem to flow.
If there would be a girl part she fit into it, so like, I don't know.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I just think it's weird.
I hear her like listening to like different people singing it on like Facebook.
Barking?
In the video.
Oh,
yeah,
there's
not.
I was like,
see a rock star with like different impersonations. Two guys do it. It's funny. It's like Donald Trump. One's Donald Trump. One's like Kermit the Frog.
Wait, is this the song or is this the...
It's the music video.
What is going on?
Ed Sheeran, Perfect Symphony. With...
Andre Bocelli.
Yep. Good idea.
Bears, Beats, Battlestar. What? How did you know that?
It's from The Office.
Oh, I was so confused there. Oh, wait, it says Office Lovers up there. Duh. This is on my feels playlist.
Understandable.
I also have Rihanna on there, so I don't know how many feels it is. Dude, the Seattle Sea Lions.
But if you weren't
pigeon,
you fell in love. It's kind of.
Dude, are you serious? The Seattle Sea Lions? Yes, please.
Is that hockey? I don't like sea
Yeah,
lions.
Are you kidding me? Because then they go, ar. Sorry. Got really into that.
I want the Supersonics back. So cool.
Dude, I want someone to buy the Pirates.
That's not going to happen.
Bob Nutting looks like the Grinch.
Apparently on the show the other day, I said everybody hates Nutting.
You
did. I don't remember saying it, but...
Oh, Land Rover also does it too.
What? Oh, yeah.
Have their name
and
on
Range
there.
Rover.
And BMW. Yeah. And Lamborghini. Actually, no, they don't. Ferrari. Ferrari doesn't.
Nissan had a $150,000 car.
Alfa Romeo does. Alfa Romeo does.
I don't know. They had a $115,000 car in the show. Or,
my mom even said on the radio website, and I'm like, what? I can't see it. And I was like,
oh. I don't like because I don't know what they're saying.
Dang.
Dude, but then, whatchamacallit? Who's the guy?
Ed Sheeran.
He's
Irish and an Italian.
Yeah. He had to learn how to, like, sing in Italian. He goes, this is nuts.
Family,
yeah. That's the only part I know about. Oh man, I like Mrs. Edwards. She is my teacher. I like when she does meth with us.
Meth?
Yeah, but he spelled her own. He spelled it like I would. It's almost that time, man. NASCAR's back. Hell yeah.
Who is this dude?
Andre Bocelli, he's amazing. Okay. Trust me, my mom has like all those CDs, it's ridiculous.
Does he only sing in Italian?
Yes. Well, he's Italian. Actually, no, he does sing in English, I think.
Josh Groban's Greek and he sings in English.
Yeah, and he sings in Italian too. So, like, I don't know. But he was like a soccer prodigy and he got kicked in the head and he went blind. So, like, he had to do the grail and everything. I'm like, oh man.
I wonder how many magicians, like, singers.
Magicians or musicians?
Musicians.
I thought he said.
Yeah, I thought he said.
Know how to read music. Probably less than you actually think.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
like
unless
TJ doesn't know how to read music.
Unless they're like, how does he
TJ
get the drums?
TJ doesn't read music. He just feels it. He just listens to it and he can do it.
That's
I did chorus for 8 years, don't know how to read music.
Oh, what the?
Oh.
How did this happen?
Man, it's just not a good day.
It's not. How do I fix this?
Tighten it.
It just fell.
Oh, it's like broken. Nice. What is going on today?
You all saw that, right? Like,
we're having technical difficulties.
I see.
Get in there.
Oh, no, you gotta. How?
How did that even come loose? Okay.
Wait, I think I see it.
I have to watch.
He's coming.
Just breaking stuff.
He's just like, I don't care.
It's like, I'm retired.
Things
happen.
You didn't see anything. We're
that's
good.
True, he's retired.
He's like, I'm retired.
We're live.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yes, we
get
are.
Out of here.
I said we're having technical difficulties.
Oh, I thought you were.
Oh, it goes like that. Okay. There we go. Wow, thanks, everyone.
Now you just have to stand up and talk. Like,
no. Just, okay.
Sorry
here.
For the curse word. Sorry for the curse word.
Okay. Oh, my God. It happened to
Jasmine!
I don't know what I'm doing.
What the heck?
Wait, what happened to the little stand we had with the other microphone?
Somebody took it and I don't think I can get back.
It's over there.
The little stands are.
Oh, yeah, I just got one of these things. Oh. Oh my gosh. Somebody hold this part.
This part?
Yeah. Okay.
Ian, just tell us a story.
Talk.
No, I'm actually enjoying watching you guys struggle.
Okay.
Nope, we're not going to touch
it. Yeah.
You see? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I found this thing on Twitter I want to talk about.
Okay.
You know people like start something that people keep quoting it with like their own versions?
Yes.
Goes.
I love
All right,
that.
So this one starts off with, I have a scar on my forehead from busting open my head because I was running around the house and ran to a wooden chair when I was two. To which somebody said, my phone won't work. Why isn't it working? My phone's frozen.
Are you reading Shayla's?
My phone's frozen. All right, we're going to come back to that later. I found a game we can play. Nothing likes me today. It's a rough day. All right, you have to guess the Nickelodeon TV theme song.
Oh,
are you ready?
No.
I'm not great at Nickelodeon. This will be interesting.
Drake and Josh.
No.
iCarly.
Drake and Josh. No.
I've definitely
Victorious.
I don't know.
It was called a cat.
No,
oh, wait, no, that was just, no, that was the name of the channel. That was like an intro to the channel, not a song. Okay. Here's
cat
how
dog?
It works.
Oh,
cat dog.
10 to 15 seconds
dog?
To guess the show from the theme song.
Nickelodeon.
Alright.
Now we're starting?
Yes, now
we're
starting.
Okay.
I was
so confused. SpongeBob.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Aye, aye,
Captain.
Oh.
SpongeBob.
Okay, wait, why do we have to guess if they tell us who it is? I'm so confused.
It's the theme song.
What do you
care? Number two.
I've had one before.
No, you haven't.
Not a Krabby Patty.
Rugrats.
Rugrats.
I love
I
that
didn't
show.
Like the Rugrats.
I liked when they turned into teens, too.
I never saw that one. I didn't see that.
I liked all grown up.
Avon looks like a rugrat.
Number three.
I have no idea. Oh my god! I'm so embarrassed.
I was like, wait.
They never play the very intro part.
Is this Drake and Josh?
Yes.
Oh wow, okay. Calm down.
Find a way.
By the way, the feud's over.
Number four.
So the
feud's
been
over.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. I was worried.
It's been over.
Fairly off.
My parents.
I hated this show. It was awful.
It wasn't my favorite.
I like Jimmy Timmy Power Hours.
Always giving it. Go clean your room.
Alright, number five.
Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron.
Wait, no. It's iCarly.
Yeah.
What?
Damn. That sounded like him, though.
Yeah.
Because they both count down.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
I liked iCarly.
I love iCarly. I cried.
I cried.
And feel so what?
Number six. Is this Jenny the Teenage Robot? No, it's Danny Phantom!
I love Danny Phantom.
You got real excited there.
I love Danny Phantom.
That's a great show.
Who sings this?
I don't know.
Zoe 101. Oh, I love the show. See me standing there.
I didn't like the show.
Do I
what?
Look good, my dear?
Do I look good today?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right, number eight.
Backyardigans.
Oh, I was gonna say
no,
As Told by Ginger.
Right. Oh. Oh, it doesn't have it. I think it's As Told by Ginger.
As Told by Ginger? No, it's Wild Thornberries.
Yeah, Wild Thornberries.
That's a good show.
I like forget like
I forgot that theme song. I love that show.
What?
There to be Kane's intro? Like
Dexter's Laboratory? No, that was Comedy Central.
Welcome to Dexter's Laboratory.
Avatar.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
I never really watched
it. How's that a theme song? I'm sorry. It's not a theme song.
Number 10.
Is this Backyardigans?
I think so. No, wait.
I don't know if Backyardigans would be in this. I don't know.
Oh, Ren and Stimpy. I never watched that.
Never saw it.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. Here I am. Once again. Feeling lost and now and then. Breathing in. Let it go.
You don't know where you are now.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
God. It's fine. It's fine. Jim already did it.
Well, hold on.
That's a classified.
Oh, great show.
Now and no doubt. Never. Bring it on. Yeah. Jim, your age
middle
is showing.
Middle school was
this.
Nothing like this.
I wish it was.
How do they have that much time in between classes?
It is.
Honestly, all those shows.
I mean, I've seen the show, but I just don't know.
I want glasses that have like.
Oh, I know the show. I don't know the title.
Teen Titans?
No, it says Zed. Zed? Zine? Zed? It's this little green alien. I can picture my face. Oh, this is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
I didn't think they were on Nickelodeon.
I didn't think
they were.
Apparently.
This is intense.
It's a backyard.
Gives backyard.
It's all the backyard.
10, Ben 10. I have no idea.
Mighty Morphin?
I don't know what that is.
Where's Rocket Power?
Give me something good. I want to sing them all.
Is this H2O?
I think so. I want them fabulous.
Oh, same.
That was my favorite.
Yep, H2O. I only ever saw one episode of this.
I never really watched that, but I would turn it off when it came on, so.
Mm-hmm. I went to Disney Channel when it came on.
Jimmy Neutron!
See, they both count down.
Got a blast!
Wofford sings this song pretty good.
Yeah,
he
does.
He only watched Jimmy Neutron for like 3 days. I would come in and I'd be like, change the channel.
Ruff, ruff.
This is, it's the little green guy. It's Zed.
The green
guy.
Whatever
Zed is.
I don't know.
Zim!
Oh,
Invader Zim.
Zim. Oh. Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
That was a ride.
Backyardigans.
This seems familiar.
Max and Ruby.
I think it is Max and Ruby.
I just broke this pen.
Oh, it was Hey Arnold.
Oh.
What?
Oh, that's on Hulu.
Where's Rocket Power?
Yeah, where's Rocket Power?
Keenan and Kel.
I love this. All that. This was like classic 90s.
Dora the Explorer.
Dora?
Why do they have to put this?
I would take a wild guess and say it's Dora.
Swiper, you know. No swiping.
Backpack. Where's Blue's Clues, man?
Where's Steve?
Oh, Blue's Clues has such a distinct bonus round. Okay.
Oh boy.
There's no Blue's Clues and Rocket
Power. They better have Cat Dog.
I love Cat Dog.
But I'm angry.
Sister.
No.
That's Disney. That was embarrassing. I'm sorry. I really love Sister so much.
All that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was wild.
Where's the Amanda Bond show?
Bonus two. There's two.
Must meet Amanda. Yeah, the Amanda show.
I have no idea.
Rocko's Modern Life. They just said it.
Oh, I didn't get it with all that.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Bonus three.
Oh, my. Blue's Clues.
No, that sounds familiar. Oh, Doug.
Doug.
All right, that was it. That was interesting.
That was a ride.
That was a good game.
Now we're talking about.
Just play another game.
Okay. What do you want to do? You want to do Disney theme song?
Yeah.
We did that. Where are we?
Hold on. I have to go on a rant.
ESPN.
Here.
Oh, God.
I have to go on a rant.
Okay, go on a rant.
Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, my God.
Le'Veon Bell, I'm sorry. You are a number one running back, and you don't show up to the last practice. And you want to be paid like a number one running back and maybe a number two receiver. And you are disrespecting the team. And I have a problem with this.
Can he say because he doesn't have an offensive coordinator? Is that an excuse?
No, because now they do.
That should be an excuse.
No, because now they do.
But when the meeting happened, they did not.
Really?
When was the last practice?
I have no idea.
It hasn't been officially really announced yet.
Oh, I thought it was.
No,
I don't know. He gets to me so many ways. That's fine. Oh, you dropped a team.
I'll pick it up.
So who's going to win the playoff games?
Vikings.
Skull.
Jaguars.
Yeah, dude, Brady hurt his hand, and you told me about that, and I'm like, really? And it's true.
Apparently he's been hurt since week 11.
No, but they said he just hurt it this week.
Aiden did not look happy.
He re-injured it this week in practice. So, you know what? Like, that sucks, but I'm sure he'll find a way to deflate the ball so he can get his hand around it and throw it.
I think the Vikings won it all, too.
Truthfully, I'd be happy because I really like the show Vikings.
Man, who would have predicted a Vikings and Jaguars Super Bowl?
Uh-uh. Oh, man.
The NFL's like, no!
Actually, you know what? I'm kind of happy because, like...
Well, it's in Minnesota, too.
Oh, that'd be Super sick. Bowl's in like, Minnesota. Like, that'd be sick. Yeah, I think they obviously think that Minnesota's going to win because that, like, 90-year-old lady who's, like, a fan.
Yeah, but the Eagles have 100.
They're like, you're going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, oh, apparently they just assume the Vikings are going to be there.
Did you know that the Eagles also have a fan that old, too?
Who?
It's a guy.
Oh, is it? Okay. I don't know. I mean, I don't think the Eagles particularly played well.
They did not.
Well, who's their quarterback now? Nick Foles. He's a good guy. But, you know.
Rams quarterback.
That's awesome. Jeff Fisher. And then Jeff Fisher comes on and goes, I think I should take credit in this. No. You got fired.
Yeah.
Still.
Irish beginning of the break.
Wow. Yeah, talking about football.
I'm playing the greatest.
Let's talk about different hair colors and different lip glosses.
Do you think I talk about different hair colors?
I don't know. What I do with my time. Fashion.
Well, there's blonde, there's black, and there's brown.
And there's like dirty blonde, and then there's like.
Or red. Or,
you have options.
There are many options.
I don't. I'm bald.
Oh, I never
listened. Oh, my sister loves this movie.
It was so good. I'm so passionate about it.
I need to see it.
Wait, where's the song I want?
I don't know. Are we still on?
No. There's one that's... Oopsie. There we go.
It was mine. I was like, wait, I'm still talking.
Jeez.
Ow. Dash down. Hey, have an apple. Dude, what are those? They're really cronuts, but they're not really cronuts.
They're good.
Yeah, the lady was like, oh, if you get 12, it'll be cheaper. I'm like, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so my mom, I come in today. I'm like, hey, I'm leaving. Just to let her know. And she was like, wow, you look grungy. I'm like, oh. She's like, did you take a shower? I'm like, yeah, I literally just got out of the shower. Like, wow. I was like, okay. All right, Susan. Calm down.
Wait, do you pay tuition for
20? Yes.
You get like a discount?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
No, I get nothing.
What's
it about? It is. Especially part time.
Yes, my media manager said, but my son wants to come here. You think they're going to give me a discount? No, they're not. I was like, sorry, David.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh,
I forgot. I didn't realize. I didn't realize it was Jackman. I didn't realize this movie was musical.
It's so good. I'm playing the song with Zac Efron and Zendaya. She did like most of her own stunts.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, we don't want to use a stunt double.
After two musicals, what's his face has been in?
Zac Efron?
No.
Hugh Jackman? Yeah. He started off on Broadway. That was like.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that, and then like.
Yeah.
Oh no,
oh,
ass is running.
But,
I didn't realize that.
They did an interview with Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron, and he was like, "Yeah, like, I definitely learned a lot from Zac on the set. You know, him getting better and all." He was like, "What?" Oh. And he was like, "Yeah, like you're the only one here that's done three like movie musicals. We're all looking at you the whole time." He was like. Shit, really? I was like, I was looking at you the whole time. He was like, no, I would just follow what you did. And he was like, well, let's follow what you did.
That's so
funny.
Oh
my god, that's awesome. You were Les Mis. By the way, I'm a Les Mis nerd.
I've never seen it, but my friend.
I have the soundtrack, it's okay.
Alright, good. That was good. I need to stop getting
coffee. Oh, yeah, I mean, for some reason, the coffee just does not like it.
It's only French caramel lattes every time I get a mocha.
Oh my
just
God.
Get mocha. I'm gonna get a mocha next.
I tweeted love a Korean apple Gatorade, but against so much hate. So I face Nick said, "Who's out here hating on specific types of Gatorade? I support Gatorade of all flavors and colors.
Huh.
There is no reason to talk down to a drink based upon the color and flavor of the drink."
That's awesome.
So
don't you say you
have
I think I'm coming up from the library.
Oh.
You'd be the one I was meant to find. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No one can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Hey, did you know that a friend I typed Juju? Did Juju Smith Schuster? I like myself, Miller. Exxon LeGrant.
I don't remember their names. I haven't watched it.
I don't watch it. All they do is run the ball.
No, they don't. They're throwing the ball.
It's so dramatic.
Might as well Miller could have fought a hole the other day against the Venom. The mission must stay.
They push those kids so hard.
The one coach, like, he screams in their face.
Oh, man, I should have joined the Republicans. I could have met Donald Trump.
Hi, Dakota!
Dakota! I mute Mike just to say
hi. He's gonna be stressed this week, man.
I know. Him and
who is ready for the Olympics? Because I this guy.
So,
I've been watching all the snowboarding and skiing like leading up to
it. I won't be very.
I keep watching curling. I love curling.
I won't be very social.
I love curling. I'm not curling.
I won't be very social.
The brother and sister team from Canada are going to take it.
They'll be watching.
Dakota.
No, I'm definitely going to come over and watch them, and we're going to get drunk watching.
No, come to Concord and do it.
I was dying in that building. That's
your own fault.
Yeah,
you and Bruno say the same thing.
That apple stuff just got me. That was fine, and then I started drinking that apple brandy, and that was the end.
Start mixing.
Oh, it was tough.
And Jeremy still
has fucking good. His new name's Wheels.
Go to Med
no, because somebody put a post on Facebook. Can someone deny me driving to Med Express? You know what? You have a parent, right? Call them and be like, "Hey, mom, I can't walk. Do you want to drive me to the doctor's?" I'm guessing she's going to say, "Sure, son." No.
Yeah. I'll be there in a couple minutes.
Right. Well, yeah. And I was like, oh, he goes, she doesn't really like me right now. I'm like, okay, but you're still her son. Like, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
I mean, unless she, like, killed someone in her family. Like, I
have such a girl crush on him.
Same. So, Zendaya, beautiful voice. Zac Efron, beautiful voice.
Everything about both of them is literally perfect.
No, somebody put on the Twitter,
like,
they were like, Zendaya,
stuff.
Like, grew up
Zendaya?
Watching High School Musical with all
Zendaya.
Of us. Like, what path did she take? The national
like,
swim around
yeah.
with Zac Efron.
Zendaya.
Yeah, I'm
don't
just
like
sitting
that.
Here watching.
I don't think I'm on. Am I on?
No, but again,
oh, man.
This is not my day. All right, so let's talk about the Olympics before we go into the dining
room. Oh, the Olympics. I am so excited.
It's going to be great.
I've been watching, like, all the skiing and snowboarding, like, regionals to, like, see who's going to get in the Olympics. And last
qualifiers.
Week, the qualifiers.
I'm ready for curling.
But, like, Shaun White, he's going to win gold. Like, I'm so convinced.
I heard he had a really, really good
like, he had a really good qualifier.
He
had a perfect 100. And the judge was like, I don't think they should ever give perfect 100s because then you have nothing to improve on. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, he came from, like, number 11th all the way, like, to first in one run. And I was like, oh. Like, it was like 2 in the morning when I was watching and I, like, jumped up. I was like, yes. And my mom's like, shut up. And I'm like, oh. All right.
Are we ready for this dining menu we got? Ian kissed. What is that? The
sup,
today?
Sup.
Yo, yo, yo.
Wait. Hold on. I think I deleted it.
Why would you delete it?
Because I don't.
No, you don't know what to eat.
I don't need to hear on
now. Screen. How are the viewers supposed to know what they're eating?
Yeah, they don't know
you?
What to get.
They're going in blind. They're going in blind.
So roast beef sliders with horsey. You can't call it horsey sauce. That's
that's
Arby's thing.
Yeah.
I think they have that like.
Trademark.
With crispy onions. Oh, that sounds delicious. Pierogies. And vegetarian chili with polenta.
Yes.
Dude,
polenta's
amazing.
Oh, I don't like polenta.
I've tried it. I'm like, if you have polenta.
And then blue waters. And you got wedding soup. Oh, I love wedding soup.
Wedding
chili,
polenta?
Shrimp biscuit, mini
it's like,
minestrone.
Warm. Hold on, Ian. Hold on. Time out.
I am reading.
What is polenta? I'm trying to just
polenta.
It.
Polenta's
like
warm cornmeal.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, but like, I it's really good because what you're supposed to do is put it over like tomato sauce.
See, I don't like tomato sauce. So I just eat it like alone.
My family,
if you eat it alone, it's gross.
Yeah.
My family,
yeah.
They're Serbian and they serve it over like beans and
beans
and a kielbasa. It's like a dish.
Oh yeah, no.
I always
got
it without.
Like, I just made some at home and I have like Parmesan cheese in it. It's fantastic.
Okay, and then shrimp basket at the grill. I may go there actually. Made to order wraps. And an ice cream sandwich bar, bravissimo. And then smoked a gouda and bacon pizza.
All right, here we are at the Wheatley Cafe, open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch special is carved pork loin with wild rice, not tame rice, wild, and carrots. The soup of the day is tomato, and there's chili, and there's chicken noodle. I don't know why they have it spaced out like that. And the sandwich special is grilled cheese, Italian panini, and zucchini melt.
Ooh, zucchini.
All right, what's around us?
The usual fried shrimp po' boy.
You just read the same thing every Friday to us.
Soup of the day, chili con queso, and chicken and rice. Dinner special, cheese ravioli.
Ooh, nice.
I hope that's not left over from yesterday because they had chili con queso and chicken rice in the cab.
Oh, no.
I would guess it.
Well, you can if you bag it, like
you can reuse.
Yeah, you can reuse.
Like,
you keep it right. Yeah.
All right, Yorktown. If you had a breakfast, you had those pancakes we discuss every Friday. The lunch sandwich today is the French dip sandwich, which is my favorite.
Good stuff.
And I'm really sad I don't live in Yorktown because I look forward to getting the French.
I've never
sandwich.
Had that, but it sounds really
it's
good.
So good. Soup of the day is tomato. Then for dinner, get ready. We got a Philly cheesesteak with fries.
But I'm
ready.
But I'm ready for the Vikings.
Fries. Get out. And we got a cheese calzone going on over there. And some Caribbean. Or Caribbean,
I like
however
Caribbean.
You prefer it.
I like those.
Glazed wings.
Glazed.
What is Caribbean? I feel like it'd be like.
It probably has
like
Caribbean
like
spices.
Or,
yeah.
Or
and then we have that salted caramel pretzel milkshake. Mm. Obviously.
That's
all
right.
Good.
Here is the fact of the day.
Get
Did
ready.
You know 90% of U.S. companies have a casual Friday dress code?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that never. That's not really that wasn't a good one.
Teachers of Plum had to pay. Teachers in my high school had to pay like $5 and went to like Make-A-Wish.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, my teachers did that too.
Or different organization.
Yeah. You like paid to wear jeans.
Oh, your shirt too. You can wear like
Steelers. Yeah, you do. Like you do.
It's pretty neat.
Jeans and pennies with my Steelers shirt.
Do you call them sneakers or tennis shoes?
Tennis shoes.
Sneakers.
I don't like the word sneakers.
I think I go back and forth, honestly. Ew, lace my up sneakers. My tennies.
My sneaks.
I say tennis shoes.
I gotta lace up my tennies.
I'm just gonna call them tennies from now on.
I call them my athletic shoes.
Alright, are we done here?
Wow,
alright. It's been a rough episode.
It has been.
Some things have happened.
So, viewers can, you know, I'll have to give you a little tease. Maybe we'll do some customer comments next week.
Oh. Customer,
we'll
like comments on us? Or
no,
like,
we'll just go.
We're all going to get critiques.
Go on like bestbuy.com and like read. And we won't say people's names for identity purposes. Embarrassing purposes.
We're that professional.
Yeah, right. All right.
For all our listeners. All
right, crew.
All right.
It's
been real.
It's been a great episode.
We're gonna
go get some seafood.
No,
bye.
Seriously, we're gonna get some
seriously,
seafood.
We're gonna get some.
Like, I'm catching it now. What are we listening to?
Was it Celebration?
Yes. What? That's a 4 days trip for Zach. Wait, what's the
first? Oh, I need it.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.